Okay, Rabbi, Shabbos is Daf Tezvov. We're going to start from Yud Dalet Amud Beis, the last line on the Amud. We're continuing to talk about the inyan of reciting Krishma. And as you remember, we had in the Mishnah, the Gemara quoted it yesterday. That is back on Erev Shabbos. The Rabbi Shua ben Korcha said that the reason why we lay in the first parish of Krishma first is because we want to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim Bereisha. So Gemara talks about that. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan, last line of Yudalan Amud Beis. Haroich Yekabel Olav Oil Malchus Shemayim Shleima. If a person wants to be Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemayim Bishleimus, then the first thing he should do is Yifne. Yifne means he should go and use the facilities, go to the bathroom. V'yitl yadav, and he should wash his hands. V'yinich tefillin, he should put on his tefillin. V'yikar krishma, and then lay in krishma. First put the tefillin on, and then lay in krishma, as we had yesterday in the Gemara, because whoever reads krishma without tefillin, kilu meyid edus sheker bi'atzmoy, it's as if it's chas v'sholem saying edus sheker, Rashi learns bi'atzmoy means against the Rabbeinu Shaloylam, chas v'sholem, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, be mekabel ol malchus shemayim, and put on tefillin. Ukshatum li ois al yedecha, by the tetov is bein enecha. And guess what? He says krishma. He doesn't put on tefillin. It's as if he's being made a sheker about the Rebbeinu Shloim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say it, and that's why he's not fulfilling the requirement. So put on tefillin, lay in krishma, be yispal, and go and dab in Shemoneh Esrei. Vezuhi ol malchus shemayim, vezuhi malchus shemayim shleima. In which respect is this called Bishleimus? Says the Ein Yaakov, which is a pirush on the Ein Yaakov, that if a person does not relieve himself before going to daven, then oft times in middle of davening he may have to leave and go to the bathroom at that time. So he won't be able to say Ul Malchus Shemayim Bli Hefsik. So to be able to say Shleima Bishleimus without having any type of interruption, go to the bathroom first, and you won't have that issue. Whoever did those things that we just discussed, it's as if he went and built a mizbeach, and actually brought a korban on the mizbeach. In other words, his avoida was done so beautifully. The avoida shebelev is similar to the avoida of the Karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. So if you said a perfect avoida, krishma, tefillin, then it's tefillin, then krishma, and then davening, and you were nifna, it's as if he went and brought a carbon. The Sivit says in the Pasuk, Erchatz b'nikoyon kapoy, basoyva es mizbachecho Hashem. So Erchatz b'nikoyon kapoy, that means he first cleaned himself out, and he washed his hands, and then basoyva es machecho, and then he went and brought a carbon. Now, the pasuk is a beautiful pasuk, but it doesn't really talk about davening. It just talks about that he makes sure that he's been a kohen, that he's clean. And clean could be a euphemistic term to mean that, he cleaned himself out and then he washed his hands. Erchatz b'ni kohen. Kapa, he washed his hands after going to the bathroom. But what does it say anything about davening? So the Eitz Yosef, which is also a pirush, I believe, in En Yaakov, says that the Rai is because it's a pasuk in Melachim, v'yifreis kap of Hashemoyim, which is referring to Shloime Melech. He raised up his hands to the heavens, meaning that he was mispalel. So you see, it means v'yifreis kap of, means to be mispalel. Here it says erchatz b'nekoyin kapoy. The Chayyim could have brought another raya from the Gemara that we're going to learn on Sunday, that we learned on Sunday. We would turn to Tezayin on the days, the Gemara quotes another pasuk. This is right before the wide lines towards the bottom of the Amud. You see, it says in the Gemara five lines before on Tezayin Amud Beis, "Ken avarechecho bechayoi b'shimcha eso kapoy." What means b'shimcha eso kapoy? Says the Gemara means zu tefila. So you see that raising up the eso kapoy means to daven. Here too, erechatz v'nikoyin kapoy. Anyway, so the person davening to the Rebbeinu Shloim and he's erchatz, he first goes to the bathroom, he washes his hands, it's as if he brought a carbon. Omli Rav some of the mark ilu toval. I'll go one step further and tell you that a person who washes his hands before davening, it's as if he went to the mikveh. Dechsiv erchatz b'ni koyoin Lekosav Archit Kapoy. If you look at the top Rashi, Rashi says that grammatically the word Erchatz is different than Archit. Archit would mean, that's a Lashon Hifil, that I was a Marchit something else. What was a Marchit something else? My hands. Archit Kapoy. By the fact that it says Erchatz, Erchatz doesn't mean I will wash something else, but it means I myself, I washed myself. That washing myself is Erchatz Kol Haguf Mashu, says Rashi at the top. And therefore comes to tell you, a person washes his hands before davening, it's as if he went to the mikveh. So this is L'chayra Araya to the minig of the Hasidim that go to the mikveh on a regular basis, even though they did not need to be toivled Tvilas Ezra, even if they were not Tameh. They just toivled, because the Gemara says, you wash your hands, Tzikilu Toval. So you see that there's an inyan of Tvila before davening, having nothing to do with Tumah. Those that are not do not follow that minhag can say that the Gemara's raya is not such a strong raya, because what the Gemara is saying is that washing the hands is deemed to be like toiling. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to wash my hand meticulously and scrupulously, and that will be ki'ilu tava. Okay, omle ravina l'rava. Chazim mar haitzu merabonan di osim merava vi omar. Mi she'in li mayim lirchitz yodah mekaneach yodah bi ofar ubitzror ubikismas. Ravina said to Rava, look at this young man, the Tzur Merabonan. Rashi, in the beginning of Tanis, I believe, Daftalit, if I'm not mistaken, says at the beginning of the Omud that Tzur Merabonan means a young Talmud Chacham, because an older Talmud Chacham is referred to in the Gemara as Hahu Merabonan. So, did you see that young Talmud Chacham, the Osim in Merov, came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Mishein Limayim, what happens if a person has no water available, Lirchoy Tziyodov? Mekaneach Yodav, he can go and cleanse his hands, be offer with sand, ubitzror, with small pebbles, ubikismis. Kismis in Yiddish is called spendlich. Spendlich means chips of wood, like splinters, like toothpicks. You can go and, in other words, basically you can go and clean your hands any way that you can clean them. Like many people wipe their hands on their clothing. If they have no water, they go and wipe it a few times. I'm not talking about a person that his hands are wet and he wipes them on his clothing. We're talking about a person who has dry hands and he has no water, so he tries to rub them or wipe them against anything else with a towel. Call me the Demonaki. Omalesi told him, Shaper ka Omar, ezokt good. The person that said that if you don't have water, you can use anything else as a substitute, ezokt good, because miksiv erchatz v'mayim, in the pasuk that we just quoted, it doesn't say Erchatz b'mayim kapoy. It says Erchatz b'nikoyin kapoy. What means nikoyin? Nikoyin ksiv. Komidit manaki, anything that is causes your hands to be clean. Says Yimoda Rav Chizda layet amandem hadar mayi ve'idin tlusim. Rav Chizda used to go and curse. It means to criticize, condemn those that seek water at the time that it comes to daven. In other words, if you have water, is great, use it. If not, wipe your hands any other way. And now the Gemara continues on Bani Mila the Krishma. That's Dafka Krishma. Then he was critical. Avla Tvila Mahader Vatvila, he said, yes, you should go and seek out water. What is the difference between Kriyishma and between Tvila? Says Rashi, third line from the top, the Kriyishma, Beidna the Kriyishma. If it's time to lay in Krishma, and you're looking for water, and you're coming, and you're going, and you're going, and you're coming, Rav Chizda was critical. Why, says Rashi? She's mana kavua, penyavar is man. We all know that there's a special man Krishma every morning, and in yeshivas and other places, they announce every morning at 9:03, especially Shabbos morning, 9:03 is as man of Vilna Groin, and then 9:45 is man Mogen Avraham, or Fakert. Anyway, the point is that this is Man Krishma. I don't want you to miss this man. But now Rashi says something peladik. Avalit filler. The cholayoyim zmanu. You got a ganze tog, kemadavanin. No, it's tzorchem heder mai. Then go and look for water. You're not afraid. We're not afraid that you're going to miss zman tefillah. So zman krishma wanoivis. You're going to go and miss this man. And therefore, the Gemara says Rav Chizda, you don't have water, use komida de menaki. But when it comes to tefillah, no, then you should start seeking out, because tefillah you have a whole day. Now this Gemara is a pella, And the Rashi and other Mefarshim already ask, well, what do you mean you have a whole day? I mean, the Rashi is a Pella. Why is it a Pella? Because if you just turn to Daf Chav Vav, you see the next Perek, or Perek V, Tfilis HaShachar Ad Chatzois. Mishnah on Chav Vav Amid Aleph, beginning of the new Perek, Tfilis HaShachar, you can daven until Chatzois, until 12. Behuda Oimer Adalit Choice, until 10 o'clock. What type of thing is it? You can go and daven a Gamsatog. That's the Sochni Shemes. You can't daven a Gamsatog. So all the Mefarshim Muchenzach with this Rashi, the Madani Yontif from the Toisus Yontif, a Pirush on the Rosh, says nearly that Rashi meant to say is, we have a locha that what happens if a person could not daven Shachris because of an Oines. Oines, he was sick, he was not well. So what do? So you can go and daven by Mincha to Shaman Asris. Thus meant Rashi. Worst comes to worst, if you could not go and daven Tfilah because you have no water. So you're an Onus. Honest, so Mincha B'Mech Hashem, you get a daven to Shaman Asris to make up for Shachris. But there's no way to do a make up for Kriya Shema, and therefore that's the difference between Kriya Shema and Tfilah. Other Mefarshim say the difference between Kriya Shema and Tfilah is that Kriya Shema is a Diraisa, Tfilah is a Drabonon. Or, and therefore, Kriya Shema, I'm very, very nervous. Don't go and miss Kriya Shema, because Cholil, you miss Kriya Shema, you're over, not you're over, but you're not Mekayim a Mitzvah Diraisa. Well, worse comes to worse, if he didn't say Tfilah, no! You are not Mekayim a Drabonon, but it certainly doesn't rise to the level of a Diraisa. The Dap Doises, however, and many other Rishonim say that these few lines, starting from Tzloisa till the end, till we get to the Mishnah, in fact, is really a mistake, if you will, and these lines should be deleted or omitted. If you look at the top doses, Amandim Hadar Mai Ve'idin Krishma V'yesh Svom De Garsi Hanimil De Krishma Le'tfilah Loi. In other words, that's our Girsa. Tekomer Reb Shimon Lakish, etc. V'nir Deligar Sinan Lei Du'adin Le'inyan Tzlois Anami Mitam Shlo Yavar Zman Tfilah Maishno Krishma Mitfilah, etc., etc. So you see, Toises and other Rishonim take out these few lines. Anyway, just finishing off the few lines according to Rashi. Rashi obviously had this girsa. Zok Yimor Vani Mila Krishma Letfilah Mahadir. You do have to go and look and search for water. Vad Kama and how far? Ad Parsa, up to a Parsa. Parsa is a very long distance, Rabbi Sai. A Parsa is 4 mil. Every mil is 2,000 amas, which means a Parsa is 8,000 amas. Assuming that you take the Chzoinishita, where every am is approximately 2 feet, you're talking about 16,000 feet. There are 5,280 feet in 1 mile, so we're talking about going 3 miles to go and get water. It says the Gemara Bani Mili Lekamei, that's Tafka if you're going forward, Av Lechoyer, but going backwards, Afilim Mil, Einoi Choyzer, meaning a person is traveling from one city to the next, he is en route and there's no water available. If they tell him, Izoltvisin, that within 3 miles you can go and get water, don't stop there, continue traveling another 3 miles to get the water. However, to go backwards, they tell him, oh, you missed it a mile ago, or 2 miles ago, you could have gotten water. Says Yimari, he does not have to go back more than a mil, or at least a mil. Even 1 mil, he does not have to go back. A mil again is 2,000 amas. 2,000 amas is the equivalent of 4,000 feet. If a mile is 5,280, so 4,000 feet is almost 80% of a mile, a 0.8 of a mile. What's the din by the mil? From this I can be medayik. Mil udein achoizet takagamtsa mil. 80% of a mile, you don't have to go back up. But if it's only 75%, 3/4 of a mil of a mile, Avad Choyzer, you should go back to go and get water before Tfilah. Okay, Zog the Mishnah. We spoke about already back on Friday, Erev Shabbos, that Shteitan Posik, Shema Yisrael, Machloikis, what the din is, what did that Shema come to tell you? B'chol Loshen Sha'ata Shemeya, or Hashmea Li Oznecha Ma Sha'ata Moitze Mipicha. So our Mishnah is going to deal now with this halacha. Do you have to hear the words of Krishma as you're davening? You're saying the words of Krishma, Shema Yisrael. Do you have to say it audibly so that you yourself can hear it? Or can you say it so quietly that even you cannot hear your saying of the Tfilah? All based on this Hashmele Oslecha, Mashata Moitza Mipicha. So we'll see it's a machloikis and a Mishnah between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. And while the Mishnah doesn't tell us who the Tanakama is, the Gemara tells us two or three times that it is Rabbi Yehuda, who figures later in the Mishnah on the third line. So what does it say? What happens if you lane Krishma and you did not hear what you were saying? Zokta Tanakama, Zokta Yehuda, Yotza, you are Yotze. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, lo yotze, you're not yotze. So according to Rabbi Yossi, clearly you have to repeat the Kriya Shema. It is not crystal clear what the Tanakhama holds. The Lashon of the Mishnah sounds like HaKodesh Shema, if you already read Kriya Shema, v'lo yishmi eli oznoi, and you did not hear what you said, yotze. Mashma, lechat chilo, you should go and say it, that you should hear the words. But b'diavad, if you didn't hear it, no, nishgeferlech b'diavad yoyotze. That's the simple way of learning the Mishnah. However, as we will see in the Gemara Mi'atushem, there's going to be a gamsa shakla v'tariya, a fairly lengthy discussion if that's really what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Does he hold only b'diavad yoyotze? Or even lechatchila, you're allowed to go and lein krishma b'loy lehashmia li'oizen, even if you say it totally quietly, that nobody hears it, even yourself. That yet, lechatchila, you're allowed to do that. So why would the Mishnah then use such an expression, HaKodesh Shema v'leishmi li'oznoi, only in a case when he already lay in Krishma and he did not hear what he said? So the Gemara is going to say, Otu Rabbi Yossi. Since Rabbi Yossi says, Lo yotza even b'diyeved, zok the Mishnah. According to the Tanakhama, no. Nishkeferlech, you are yoytze, but the truth of the matter is that you're even yoytze lichatchila. So that's going to be a very hot issue in Mi'at Hashem when we see the Gemara. Just introducing it now, so you'll know where the whole Gemara comes from. This is going to occupy us now for another 15-20 minutes, if not longer, both here in the Amud Aleph and the Amud Beis. What does Rabbi Yehuda really hold? But Rabbi Yossi clearly holds lo yotze even b'diavad. And then we continue the Mishnah and unrelated halacha related to Kriya Shema, the karav leidiktik boisi oisea. What happens if you lay in Krishma and you didn't enunciate the words and the letters properly? Rashi says lafarshan yofa bisvasav. You didn't enunciate them correctly. Rashi in the Amud Beis says that he read it megamgem. Megamgem means like to stutter. Machloikis again. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi oimer yotza. Remember, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that you got to go and say it audibly, that you can hear it. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says, once you say it audibly, even if you didn't say it so clearly, you're yotza. Or Rabbi Yehuda, I'm lo yotza. Rabbi Yehuda says you can go and say it quietly to yourself, but make sure that you say the words correctly. So we have a double machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and they are in opposite directions. Opposite, I mean to say, than the case of not being mashmieli oizen, Rabbi Yehuda is the meikel yotza, and Rabbi Yossi says lo yotza. In the case of leidiktik boisi oisea, it's Rabbi Yossi that's the meikel, and he says yotza, and Rabbi Yehuda says lo yotza. Finally, the Mishnah tells us two more halachas. A person who reads Kriyishma backwards. What exactly is backwards? Is a machloikas rishonim. Most rishonim learn lemafreya means he says the psukim out of order. In other words, after you say Shema Yisrael, you have to say Shema Lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha u'midecha b'ho yadvar ma'ela. What happens if he says b'ho yadvar ma'ela first, and then he says you have to say Shema Lekecha second? Oh, that's l'mafreya, that's out of order. Rashi, however, says at the beginning of our perek, the kol l'mafreya means he reads the words out of order, which l'choyr is a double poshit, because otherwise the words don't really make a lot of sense. For instance, the last pasuk in the first parsha of Krishma, Chsavtum al mezuzois beisecha uvisherecha. What happens if the person says uvisherecha beisecha mezuzois? It's Rashi here on Yud Gimel Omed Aleph. Rashi is seven lines from the bottom of the Omed. Rashi says v'leila mafreya kigoin uvisherecha beisecha mezuzois. That you're not yoytze. Because it's double poshut, you're not yoytze because you didn't say it normally correctly. Doesn't make sense. Anyway, so to Mishlo Yatza. Koravitah, that's the final halach of the Mishnah. What happens if a person read Kriyishma and he made a mistake? Meaning, later on in Krishma, 3-4 lines later, he realized, oh boy, I left out a word. Or I left out a whole sentence, a whole pasuk. So you can't just fill it in later on, but you have to go back, yach l'machim shetor, go back to where you left off. In other words, not where you left off, but where you made a mistake. Say the word, say the pasuk that you left out, and then just continue on. Okay. Zoktimar. We started off the Mishnah that there's a dinner being mashmir li oizen my timer to Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Lo yotza, even b'diyevin. Mishum dechsiv shma, hashmir li oznecha masha ata moitzi mipicha. You gotta hear what you say. V'tanekam asavar. Shema v'choloshen sha'ata shemeya. No, the ikar of shema is you gotta say it in any language, meaning you don't have to say it necessarily in Lashon HaKodesh. You could even say it in English. And as you know, today we are benched with so many Bali Tshuva, Baruch Hashem. Many of them have difficulty in reading the Hebrew, so they use an art scroll sitter and they say it in English. So if the Tana come, you yoitza, that's fine. Choloshe Shalta Shemeh. Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yossi do with that drasha? Tartish Mamina. He holds these are not really drashas, these are really just definitions. The definition of the word Shema means, number one, listen. You can only listen if you can hear what is being said. If I look at you and I don't say anything out loud, I just talk to myself, you can't listen because I'm not saying anything. I'm just mumbling it internally, but you don't hear it. So Hashmila Osnacha means you got to hear what you're saying. And number two, it says Shema. You don't normally find Shema. Throughout the Torah, V'edavishol Moshe Leimar, does it say Shema? Shema? It doesn't. The reason why the Torah uses the expression Shema is to go and tell you this, B'chalosh and Shata Shemaya, any way that you can understand what I'm talking about. If you don't understand Yiddish, I'll say it in English. If you don't understand English, I'll say it in Lashon Kodesh. I'll say it in Hungarian. I'll say it in French. Any Lashon, Shema, hear what I have to say. Okay, Zotimor, Tanan Hasam. Now the Gemara is going to bring several other places throughout Shas where there is Hakpoda of being able to hear. We're first going to bring from Sechtes Trumois, then later we're going to bring from benching, and even further down we're going to bring from Hilchois Kriyas HaMegillah. So we start off, Tanan Hasam. Our Mishnah is Sechtes Trumois at the very beginning on Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Chedesh HaMadav HaVeinu Shomea. What happens if you have a Chedesh that can speak but cannot hear? In other words, he's not a deaf mute. He is just, unfortunately, deaf. But he's not mute. He cannot hear. Okay, lo yitrum lechatchili, he should not give truma. In other words, if you have tevel, you have to give 2% truma, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. He should not be the matrim, appoint someone else. What's the problem? Why can he not be matrim? Now, a cheirish she'enem medaber, the enoy shemeya, that he's a deaf mute, Chazal considered him to be potter mikola mitzvahs, and that's what we say, cheirish hoite v'kotten, one club of people that are totally exempt. However, this person is medaber, he's not exempt, he's mechuyev in the mitzvahs. So why shouldn't he give truma? Zoktach Rashi, the reason is because he's not able to hear the bracha that he's going to make. When you give truma, you make a bracha. He cannot hear the bracha because he's an einah shemeah. Now bear in mind, as the Gemara is going to remind us in a few lines, that the din of making a bracha is strictly drabanan. Min HaTorah, all you have to do is pick up the truma and remove it. In other words, Min HaTorah, you don't even have to take out 2%, you only have to take out chita achas b'teres sakri. But that's fine. You take out whatever amount you want, and you designate a truma. Harizet truma. You don't even have to say anything. All you have to do is just to do the removal. And the fact that the person made the bracha is the rabban. But nevertheless, shtei tachtol chatchila, don't have him do the truma. Don't have him being matrim. Vim Torah, however, if he did raise the truma from the truma, he's yoitz. Aha. So you see clearly from that Mishnah that this is a lechatchila b'dievet situation. Lechatchila, he should not be toirim. B'dievet, if he was toirim, trumasei truma. Now, the truth of the matter is we're not talking about Krishna anymore. We're talking about brachos. Why does the Gemara shtel tzu the din to Krishna? It's only by Krishna it says, Hashmeli ozlecha masha ata moitzei mipicha. So Tosis already tells us that even though the Torah is talking about Krishna, nevertheless, called the token drabonon ke'en de'raisa tikkun. And therefore, even though the Torah is talking about Krishma, as you say, but the assumption is that in all other cases, the Chachamim were medamet to Krishma, and they did exactly the same thing. You got to be mashmiya li'oizen. That's the Tosis ir Rabbi Yosi, the Evan Nami Loi. Tosis goes into the later sugya. If you want to take a quick look at the Tosis, im toimer li'oilam emelach Rabbi Yosi hi obrecha samozit shani to lechsiv beishma. Why you bring me rayas from benching? That's more later on. It doesn't say shema by benching. That's our case of truma, the bracha. Umegila del kamon shehein midrabanan yeshla demoisim the krishma. Why? Shetaknu the chachamim when they were mesakin to make brachos or to lay the megillah they were mesakin shetarach shiashmili ozni kamei bekrishma v'taknu mamish shlo yotza or shlo yetsa kamei bekrishma av bichasamaz which is the arise etc. Anyway, so you see that this is a takanah drabanan, but they were mesakin ken the arise. So zokti yimariyet, we see that the Mishnah distinguishes between lechatchil and medievet. Man Tana Cheshem Medavin Yishmei Diavin Lechatchil Loi. Who is the Tana of that Mishnah? Rav Chizkiya Rabbi Yosi. That must be Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah. Tanana Kori Shemav Lishmili Ozno Yizyotza Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Notice, it's the same as our Mishnah. We're quoting the Mishnah, but we added Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, which was missing in the Mishnah. As I told you before, the Gemara tells us Divrei Rabbi Yehuda a couple of times, even though it's not in our Mishnah. And then you have Beis. Look at the Bach. Rabbi Yosi Oyma Lo Yotza Ad Lo Yotza, period. Now, why would the Gemara assume that this is Rabbi Yosi? After all, Rabbi Yosi says, Legab Be Kriyashma, Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza even B'diavet. Here, by the bracha of the Truma, the Mishnah says, V'im Toram Truma Se Truma, you are Yotza B'diavet. And therefore, the Gemara tells us why we would think that this goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Akanli kam Rabbi Yosi le Yotze. When did Rabbi Yosi say you're not Yotze? And the Gabi Krishma di Yoraisa. That's the Chmina Teira. You didn't say it properly. Do it over again. Ava Truma Shem Baruchu. Truma is the Chnoa Abrocha. U Brocha is the Rabbanan. The whole Birchas HaMitzvahs, all Brochas that you make on Mitzvahs, are the Rabbanan with the... In fact, all brachis, period, are drabanan, with the exception of one and a half. One and a half is, one is benching. Everybody agrees, v'chalta v'savoto v'erachta. Or as some people say, v'chalta v'savoto v'erachta. So you have to make a bracha, shtei b'feresh in the Torah. Then there's a machloikis between the Tosis and the Rambam, the gabi hilchois birchas ha-Torah. Well, that's the raisa drabanan. But otherwise, all other brachas drabanan. So therefore, the Rambam said, okay, l'chatchila avada. Have a person who can hear. The Chedesh never can't hear. The Chedchila don't. But the Yavid is okay. As well as, we'll leave a bracha talia milza. The bracha is not ma'akev because the whole inyan of Truma is to give a tithe, to remove the Truma from the table. So, if you removed it, you're yoitz. It has nothing to do with the bracha. And therefore concludes the Gemara at this point, L'choira, our Mishnah in Trumas can go according to Rabbi Yosi. Frank the Gemara. What forces you to say that Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yosi? Then Rabbi Yehuda. Fakert. I would say that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omegabi Krishma Nami Diabit and Lechatchil Eloi. Lechoyra, it's much easier to assume that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why would it be easier to assume it's Rabbi Yehuda? Because that would be totally consistent with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Meaning, our Mishnah said, HaKodesh Shemavle Yishmeli Ozno Yizyotze. Remember when we learned the Mishnah, we were Medayik, that sounds like a B'diyevet. That L'chatchila, listen, if you didn't hear, no, you're Yotze B'diyevet. So that's the same thing by the case of the Truma. Chesha Medaber Lo Yedroim, Vim Torim Truma Se Truma. L'choy, that works even better. Freit Yimora, Nochmo. Umay Rabbi Yosi. Dom Rabbi Yehudi, maybe it goes to Rabbi Yehuda. Yivem Megabe Krishma Nami. Diavid in lechatchil aloi. Teid, I'll bring a rai from our Mishnah, Tiktani. It says in the Mishnah, Akariv diavid in lechatchil aloi. It doesn't say, Mi shiroitza likris is shma, yikru afilu beli lishmoya boizen. It doesn't say you want to lane without saying it audibly. It says, if you're ready, lane. Did you know? Ah, yotza. That sounds like a lechatchil, you should lane it. But diavid, and nisht. So that's the same case as the case of the brocha by the Truma. Everything more Amri. No. And that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Hi, Diktani. Akoyre, Ledicha, Koychen, Rabbi Yosi, Diam, Di Evid, Nami, Loi. Since it says in the second line, the Rabbi Yossi holds it even b'diavad lo yotza. Since it tells you, legabe Rav Yehuda, we use the same expression. If you did lein krishma ready, you're yotza. But the truth of the matter is, the Rabbi Yehuda, the real truth of Rabbi Yehuda is afil lechachilinami yotza. Even the chachil, we also yotza, we only use that expression akoyre, leidiach akoychoy de Rabbi Yossi. Aha. Lemus abisu shver. Because Rabbi Yossi is the one that's machmir. And normally we say that when we use a certain expression to try to emphasize the shita of one Tana versus another Tana, we always say that we want to go and emphasize the shita of the Tana that's mekel. The reason is because koyach tehetera odif. So the choyrit should say in a mishnah the other way around, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even lechatchila you don't have to go and have be mashmili oizen. And Rabbi Yossi holds this, you do have to lechatchila be mashmili oizen. And then we should go and say, it's not that Rabbi Yossi holds it's only lechatchila bemes, and Rabbi Yossi holds even b'diavad. The reason why we use the expression in the Mishnah, lechatchila, is loidiach akoyichai de Rabbi Yehuda, that he's meikel, and even lechatchila. So that's not my kasha. Toysis in the middle of the Amid Asa kasha. Toysis loidiach akoyichai de Rabbi Yossi, ayin sham. But anyway, bottom line is, says the Gemara, the reason why the Tana of Masechtas Trumais goes according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds by uns, by krishma, diaraisa, even b'diyevet, you're not yoitze. But in the case of abrocha, by truma, you're yoitze b'diyevet. Masha'enke, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even the chatchila, if you're looking for a candidate to go and give truma, you can appoint a cheirish ha-medaber, b'enish shemeya, and say, Yankel Hacherish Bavakasha, I hereby ask you to please go and give the truma even the chachilah. So therefore, that mishnah cannot shtim loy tribute. So freitimar b'mayu kimta. How did you zetzan yena mishnah mesechtes truma is in accordance with which man diyamar kirb yoisi. Well, hodasanya, let's go and bring another price. Lo yevorich odem b'chasamozim. Believe by a person should not bench to himself, but lichatchali should say it out loud. Vim beirach and b'diyevid, you're yotze. You are yotze. The freight more money. Who does that price go according to? Loi Rabbi Yossi, v'loi Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Why can't it go according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Yehuda ha'amar lechatchila nami yotze. Remember, we said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in our case of Kriyashma, which is d'araisa, benching is also d'araisa. I know you're thinking to yourself, Krishma, there's a din of Hashmeli Oznacha. Benching, there's no din of Shema Yisrael. So that's the toisis that we looked at before that was talking about benching Ayin Cham. But again, going back to this Braisa. It says in the Braisa that L'chadchila, say it out loud. B'diyavad yu yotze. Is mani l'Rabbi Yisrael l'Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Omar l'chadchila nami yotze. You just got finished saying a moment ago that Rabbi Yehuda holds even l'chadchila. A person can lain kriyishma and not be mashmi eli oizen. Why does the Mishnah use a b'diavad dika expression? It's only otu Reb Yossi. But Reb Yehuda on his own holds it for lechatchila. So therefore you should say the same thing by benching. Holds it lechatchila. Elamai ir Reb Yossi, diavad nami loy. You told us that Reb Yossi holds even diavad. That says b'feirish in the Mishnah. Reb Yossi says it b'diavad loy yotza. So the same thing should apply to benching. Remember, benching is not just a bracha, like a bracha on truma. This is the chmichal to the sabbat of the chadiraisa. If it's diraisa and the chavan and the vada, Rabbi Yossi would hold the evid nami loy. So we're in a quandary. Who's the tana that holds by a diraisa lechad chile yeh and b'dievid nisht? Elamai lechoyr, we should say, goes to contribute. U'dievid in lechad chile loy. And so going back to our Mishnah, we'll learn the Mishnah kepashtus. That when it says Hakodesh Shema v'Lishmir liozna yotze lechatchila, you should be mashmir oizen, just like the case of benching. B'diavad your yotze. Zokti mor elohad etoni b'yuda b'reid b'shim ben pazi. Then I got another problem. What's my problem? We have a brayse b'yuda b'reid b'shim ben pazi. This b'yuda is unrelated to the Rabbi Yehuda we've been talking about, because Stam Rabbi Yehuda throughout Chas is Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi. So what does this Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Reb Shimon Pazi say? Cheirish ha-medaver ve'eino yishemeya, toirim lechatchila. Oh, this is taka, the same halacha we were learning up above, that a person who needs to go and give truma, he can appoint a cheirish ha-medaver lechatchila to be toirim. not like we said, lechanchila nisht, b'diyavet imtarim truma se truma, Rabbi Yehuda, Beredev, Shimon, Bazi, holds, even lechanchila can be tired. So say Gemara, money, who is now the man, the amar of this price? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, amar diyavet in lechanchila loi. You just got finished saying that who is the Tana of the price that we just had before the wide lines. Legabi benching. Lechatchila, don't be mavarach b'libay. B'diyaved, yoyotza. We said that's Rabbi Yehuda, because that's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Hakodishma, t'leishmili oznay, b'dechatchila, listen. B'diyaved, yoyotza. But here it says, legabi, the case of cheshem edavim, v'enei shemea, turn lechatchila. You don't have to listen whatsoever. Zero. Nada. Shemi. Gunish. Rian. You don't need at all to go and say it to be mashvila oizen. So they can't go contribute. Rabbi Yossi is even more radical, if you will. Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah that even b'diyavid you're not yoitza. So who is this Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shimon Pazi that says even lechatchila you can be yoitza? Chayyeh, the Gemara could have said that it's the third shita of Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Shimon Pazi, but the Gemara doesn't want to introduce new man diomrim in this machlokes. We want to be able to channel it and say it's either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. Which one is it? El Yoyim says Gemara Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a filich lechila nami. Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah holds that even lechatchila you do not have to be mashmi eli oizim. And that is the same Tana as Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Shimon, and Pazi. It's not the same person, but it's the same halacha as Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Shimon, and Pazi. Lechatchila, you can go and give a truma, mitabrocha, even though you're not shemeya, everything is fine. Who is going to be then the Tana of the Braisa? Lo yevorech odem b'irchas amozoin b'liboy, v'im b'irach yotza. Who is going to be the Tana of that Braisa? That lechatchila nish b'diyavad yot. It's not shver the tanan hosam of the chesh hamadav v'ne shemeya lo yitraim imtorim turmasi truma, even though that's also lechatchila medieved, because that could still go like Rabbi Yossi, like the Gemara said before, because Rabbi Yossi only holds it as ma'akev medieved in the case of kurishma. In the case of abroch, it's not ma'akev because number one it's drabbanan, and number two because lav bibrocha tal yemiltza, like we said before. So that's not a problem. My issue is the Braisa Legabi benching, which is the Araisa, and says Lechatchila, no, but the Evid good. It can't be like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Shimon, Pazi, even Lechatchila. It cannot go according to Reb Yoisi, because Rabbi Yoisi holds a Philip of the Evid. So it's more of like Asha, Hadidei, Hadir Rabbe. In fact, there are two Rabbi Yehudas, if you will. Rabbi Yehuda himself, which we've been quoting the whole time, who holds a filah lechatchila, and then there's Rabbi Shimon, and then there's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Lozman Azariah. Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Oyim Shimon, Lozman Azariah. Akur Yishma Tzorach Sheshmi Li Oznai. Oh, you gotta be Mashmi Li Oizen. Shneim Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echod. And Rashi says that the lashon of lehashmiya sounds like a lashon lechatchila. Doesn't sound like a b'diavad. You tzorach sheyeshmi. You got to be mashmiya. And if you didn't, okay, lechatchila you got it. He doesn't say lo yotza. He says tzorach sheyeshmi. It sounds like a lechatchila, and therefore that would be the tana of the brayso le yevorech odem birchas amozim b'liboy lechatchila then beirach yotza. That's Reb Lozman Azariah, the Rebbe of Reb Yehuda. Omle Remeir Hari Oyim. It says in the pasuk Asher Nich Mitzavcha Yoyim Al Levavecha. Why does it say Alevavecha? Achar Kavanas Alev Eimein Advarim, says Reb Meir. No, you do not have to say Kriya Shema audibly. Itaka says Shema Yisrael, but I learned from Shema Yisrael, like we said before, B'cholosh and She'at Shemeya. But I say Alevavecha to tell you Achar Kavanas Alev Eimein Advarim. Even if you say it quietly, everything is good. Everything is vital. Aha. So at this point, Rabbi say, just take a short breath. Bottom line is, we have now three viewpoints in our Gemara. We have one viewpoint, that of Rabbi Yehuda, of our Mishnah, that holds even lechatchila, you are yoitze, without being mashmiel oizen. We have Rabbi Yossi, who's at the other side of the spectrum, and so the other end of the spectrum, who says even b'dievad, you're not yoitze. And then we have that middle shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Reb Loz ben Azariah, that holds lechatchila nisht, and b'diyaved you are yoitzer. But at this point, the Gemara says, no, we don't have to go and make a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and his own Rebbe. Hash di osel hochi. Now that you've introduced this new Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Reblozim and Azariah, and Rabbi Meir, Afilateim Rabbi Yehuda Karabi Svirale. You could learn Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, like Reblozim and Azariah. As was that a person lechatchila should be mashmi elioizen by kriyishma, like Reb Lozman and Azariah said, akriyishma tzorich sheashmi elioznoi, and that's pshat in the Mishnah, akriyishma lechatchila vadi you should be mashmi elioizen. B'diavad your yotzo, and that Rabbi Yehuda could also be the Tana of the Mishnah in Masechtas Trumas. Lechatchila chayishem medaber veinishemaya lo yitrim. That's the same mandiyom of the brayso by benching. Lo yevorech adam b'chesamaz and belibay. B'diyevin bim beirach your yotze. All of that is consistent. I was to Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon Pazi that says even lechatchila you can be toyrim even though he's a chedush and medaber. Talk to Yimara. Loikasha haremeir. That's Remeir in this mishnah that we just cited. The mishnah that Remeir said. Gabi Kriyishma, it says Asher Anoichi Mitzav Chayim Al Livavecha Acher Kavanas Alev Heimein Advarim, which means that you can go and say it totally quietly, even Lechat Chilo. Oh, Haremei Harab Yehuda. So instead of having the three Mandiyamim, Reb Yehuda Mishum Reb Lozim and Azariah, and Reb Yoisi, I have Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir, and Reb Yoisi, and that is. Rabbi Yehuda continues to hold like the Poshet Pshat in our Mishnah, that lechatchila, you have to go and be mashmi elioizen. But the Yevet, you yotze. Reb Meir, on the other hand, holds, no, even lechatchila, you don't have to be mashmi elioizen. Just like we see by Kriyishma. Asher noichim etzavcha, al levavecha, even lechatchila. And he'll be the Tana that holds like Rabbi Yehuda, b'rei Reb Shimon ben Pazi, chayishem medaber, toirim lechatchila. And then you have Rabbi Yossi, who's at the other end of the spectrum, the other extreme, where Rabbi Yossi says, a Philip Diabed, you are not Yoitza. So, bottom line is, we have three different days of the Tanoim, but not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Lozman, Azariah, and Rabbi Yossi, but rather, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lozman, Azariah both hold the same thing, Lechatchila, but B'diabed, you're Yotza. Then you have Remeir that holds even Lechatchila, and then you have Rabbi Yossi that holds even b'diavad, you're not Yotze. Now, this machloikis that we just had now, the Gemara is going to basically repeat again, starting from a different Mishnah, Legabi Hilchos Megillah. But as you'll see, the whole Gemara is going to flow virtually the same way that we had until now. The Gemara in other places would have said Ikka Diamri, but here it just starts brand new, totally oblivious to the fact that we've just gone through this whole discussion. This is going to be much simpler now since we've already introduced all the different mandiyamim. Tanan Osim. A Mishnah Mesechus Megillah. Hakluk Shein Likrisis Megillah. Everybody can read the Megillah. Chutz Michei Shoyt of a Cotton. Chei Shoyt of a Cotton are disqualified. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Cotton. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a cotton is kosher. Now, the Chedish that is said in this Mishnah, it doesn't say clearly what type of Chedish. And the Gemara assumes it's referring to all Charoshim are potter. Right, Akol Ksheirim, Chutz Mecheirish, and all Charoshim would include the Cheirish who's Medaber the Einoi Shemeya. He can speak, nevertheless, Posel. Akol Ksheirim, Chutz Mecheirish, he's Posel. Right, the Man Tana Cheirish B'Diavad Nami Loi. Who's the Tana that holds even a Cheirish Posel B'Diavad, even though he can speak Posel B'Diavad? That's very simple. It's Rabbi Yossi Bar Mishnah. Again, see that the Gemara quotes our Mishnah and adds the word Ziv Rabbi Yehuda. Not, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but the Gemara quotes that. Rabbi Yossi Oyim Lo Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're not Yotze. Aha. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Mishnah says you're not Yotze by Kriyashma, and the same Rabbi Yossi holds that you're not Yotze by Megillah, you're not Yotze with because you have to be mashmi li oznoi, and this is ma'akev even b'di'evet. Freitimor, mi mai der b'yoisi here d'evet namilei. Who says it goes to contra b'yoisi, and that Mishnah in Masechta Megillah says even b'di'evet? Maybe not. Dilma, Reb Yehudi lechatchila hu d'loi. Hu d'evet chaper dami. Maybe when it says in the Mishnah there, hakol k'sheirin chutz mi cheiresh, put aside Shoytiv Katan for a moment. Chutz Mecheirish, Cheirish is not kosher to lay the Megillah lichatchila. But maybe B'diavad he is kosher, B'diavad Shapidami. And then the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to say it goes according to Rabbi Yosi. You can go according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's not mistaver. Because in the Tani it says the club of the Cheirish, Shoytiv Katan, these three always go together. The Tani Cheirish, Dumi the Shoytiv Katan. Ma Shoytiv Katan, Diyevin Nami Loi. Just like Shoytiv Katan, Nisht. Meaning that even B'diyevin, they're not Yoytze. A Shoyt is a Shoyte. And a Katan who's very, very young, the assumption is he has the same din, Lav B'nei Deya Ninu. And therefore, even B'diyevin, you're not Yoytze. So Av Cheirish is also Diyevin Nami Loi. So it would make sense to say that that Mishnah is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yosi and not Rabbi Yehuda. Pray tomorrow, who said? Maybe when it says Cheiresh, that's referring to the case of that it's Yoytze B'diyevid, and Shoyte means that you're not Yoytze B'diyevid. In other words, don't automatically assume because they're in the same club that they have the same din. It's impossible to say that that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Let's look at the Seif of the Mishnah, which we quoted on the Amud Aleph, but we glossed over. What does it say, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan? If Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir B'Katan, Machlal D'Reisha La Rabbi Yehudi. To take a quick look again, look at see the last lines here on Tesvav Amud Aleph. How can you say that the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda and then Rabbi Yehuda argues with himself? That wouldn't make sense. As if for Zokti Yamara, Muzak Zayin that the Reisha is Rabbi Yosi. So you are afraid tomorrow, Vidilma Kula Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe everything is Rabbi Yehuda. Utrei Gavni Cotton. And there are two different types of cotton. And V'chsur Mechsur V'achi Tani. We have to merge the Tanakama with Rabbi Yehuda and make it all one Shita. And we start the Mishnah again. What type of cotton? A cotton shlo yigia lechinuch, who's still very, very young. Av a cotton shigia lechinuch, how old is cotton shigia lechinuch? It's machloikis rishonim, but Rashi says over here, ben teisha u ben eser, 9 years old, 10 years old. Other rishonim say, no, it all depends on that particular cotton. If he knows what's going on, if he understands the Megillah, then even if he's very mature at the age l'mashal of 8 years old and he knows what he's saying, you could be out to them. Or forget, if he's immature, then even the age of 11 or 12, he might not be able to go and lay in the Megillah. So it all depends subjectively on the cotton. Regardless, bottom line is, when do you say that it's possible the cotton shaloi yigia lechinuch? If he's a mature young man and he knows what he's saying, that even the chetchil is kosher. Diver Reb Yehuda, share Reb Yehuda, machshir b'katan. Aha. So what we've done is we've taken the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda and we've merged the two. We've said the whole thing is Reb Yehuda. Now this is a very, very unusual Gemara in the sense that the Gemara often uses chesuri mechzer b'achik tani as an answer, as a response to a Gemara's kasha. And it's basically kind of a court of last resort. We don't like to amend Mishnayos, but if we have no choice, we say a few words are missing, we have to go and amend it. Okay. But why would the Gemara say, you know what, I don't want to learn that Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi. I want to learn that it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And when it says, Cheirish, Shoyt V'Katan, we don't really mean that they're exactly the same. It goes, Cheirish, really, you're Yoytze B'Dievet. Even though the Shoyte, you're not Yoytze B'Dievet. And even though it seems that there's a machloikis between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, it's really all one and the same because we're going to merge the two. And Chesuri Mechzer V'Achi Tani. That's kind of an unusual thing. Why don't you simply say it's Rabbi Yosi? That's so easy. Rabbi Yosi holds in our Mishnah that you're not Yoytze even B'Dievet. And that's what the Tanakam and the Mishnah Maseches Megillah says, that you're not Yoytze even B'Dievet by a Cheiresh. So Toisus is bothered by that. You see the top Toisus. Tema, the Ainze B'Shem Mokim. You don't find this anywhere. Dikam Chesuri Mechzer, Ulu Ukmi Alibi Dechatana. So Toisus says, because the Gemara is going to say later on that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, if we wanted that this Mishnah should shtim l'halach. Anyway, continuing Gemara weiter on the first wide line. B'mayu kimta, how did you explain that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, u'diyevet in l'chat chilalai? That b'diyevet yoyitze, just not l'chat chilalai. How can you be turned l'chat chilalai? Mani le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yosi. Because in Rabbi Yehuda, he holds the Yevid in Lechad Chilaloi, like we just said. And Rabbi Yehuda, Bered, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, says that even Lechad Chila, you don't have to hear yourself talk. That's why the Chedish can be termed Lechad Chila. So they can't be Rabbi Yehuda. It certainly can't be Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi holds even the Yevid in Amiloi. It's talking about Elamai, Lechari, you have to say, goes to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Lechad Chilalami. That Rabbi Yehuda, our Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Bered Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Azvos, that even Lechad Chila, and forget about that shtickle Torah that we've been saying now for the last 5 minutes, that Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, holds Lechad Chila, you do not have to be Mashmiya Li Oizen by Kriyashma, and therefore the Tana in Mesechtes Megillah, Al Korchach must be Rabbi Yosi. But I have now another price. Don't bench to yourself. So again, money, who would this go according to? Because you just got finished saying a moment ago that Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah will hold like Rabbi Yehuda Bered, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that even you could be toyrim even without listening. But you just said now that this brisa says liyavorech odem bichas a mazon beliboy lechad chila, then beirach yotze b'diavad. So you can't go contribute Yehuda. V'Rabbi Yosi amar filu b'diavad namiloi. Rabbi Yosi is very, very strict that even b'diavad. And here it says in the brisa then beirach yotze. Everything went lightly. Oylam Rabbi Yehudi be'emes in the Mishnah does go contribute. That brisa can go contribute Yehuda. But filu lechad chila nami and even lechad chila. I'm sorry, that Rabbi Yehuda holds taka fil lechatchila, like we said. V'loi kasha, the day hod rabbi, that in fact there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda's rabbi, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Desanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, akori shematzor sheshmi li oznoi, make sure lechatchila to hear what you said. Shenem ashma yisrael Hashem lekin Hashem achad, om le remeir, harioim ha-shenich b'tzav chayoim, al levavech, achar kvonis alei vein madvarim, you don't have to be mashmiya le oizem. So what does the Gemara hold at this point? That we have three separate days. We have Rabbi Yehuda that holds a filu lechatchila, you can go and lein kriyashma, you can make brachos, you can bench, you can lein the Megillah without being mashmiya li oizen. We have Rabbi Yehuda Mishum, Rabbi Loza ben Azari that holds the chatchila, you have to be mashmiya li oizen. And b'diyevet your yoitze, even if you are not. And then again, we have Rabbi Yosi that holds even b'diyevet you're not yoitze. So to more of Hash Oslahochi, now that we introduced this brand new brisa, where you have Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and Rabbi Meir, don't make a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and his own Rebbe, but rather, afilutem Rabbi Yehuda karabis vilei. Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rebbe, like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Lechatchila, you have to be mashmili oizen. B'diyevet, even if you're not. However, v'loikasha, aye, what about that brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, Bereid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, that even lechatchila, oh, Rabbi Yehuda Rameya, that's Rameya, Rameya that just said now, achar kavonis aleiv heim heim adadvarim, so instead of making 3 days, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yosi, we're going to have Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Bishem Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, that's all one day. Day number two is going to be Rabbi Meir, and day number three is going to be Rabbi Yosi. It's the same conclusion as the Gemara we had on the Omid Aleph. Freiti Gemara, not Freiti Gemara, Zokti Gemara, Omrav Chizda, Omrav Shila, Haloch Rabbi Yehuda Shom Mishum Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and we pass Haloch Rabbi Yehuda, which is fine, they both hold the same thing, that Lechatchila, you have to be Mashmili Oizen, and B'diyevet your Yotze. So Freiti Gemara, why do you have to repeat this twice? Just go and say, Rabbi Yehuda Shom Mishum Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Or just say, Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara Tzrich. The Ashmin Haloch Rabbi Yehuda alone, have a men after Lechatchila. After all, throughout the last half an hour, we've gone back and forth, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? I might have thought that Rabbi Yehuda holds a filichat chilanami. Just like Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Shimon Pazi. The Mishnah says, HaKor Yishma, and B'diyavet lo Yishma, lo Yishmi, lo Yizno Yiz Yotza. Again, even lichat chila, your Yotza. Lechatchila, you don't have to be mashmili oiz. So why does the Mishnah use the term of b'diavad? Or to Rabbi Yosi, like we said in the Gemara before. So that's what I might have thought. Kamashmala, look at Rabbi Yehuda, show me Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Well, there it's crystal clear. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says, tzorech lashmili oizen, then avad l'chatchila, you gotta listen to what you're saying. I might have thought that the words tzorach she'ashmi li oizen is not just a lechatchila halacha, but tzorach means you better make sure to be mashmiya, because if you're not going to be mashmiya, you're not yoitza. It's going to be ma'akev even b'diavad. Kamashman aloch Rabbi Yehuda, that what? Nishke ferlech, like Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, you're yotza. So you cannot say that we mean totally like Rabbi Yossi, that ain't like takana, lechatchila, you gotta be mashvili, oizen. But diyavid, you're yotza. Amr of Yosef, machloikis tahu machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is be kriyashma. Because by kriyashma, you have the aloch of Shema Yisrael. Doesn't say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It says Haskeis Shema Yisrael. The word Haskeis means, Rabbi, say, focus your attention, listen carefully. So by Shar Mitzvah, Divrei HaKol Lo Yotze. That means what Shar Mitzvah? By benching, by truma, by brachas, by Megillah. This Rabbi Yosef is a big pella. You just got finished saying over the last half hour that they're all the same, Shema and Kriyashma and Brachas and Megillah, and all of a sudden Rabbi Yosef says there's a only by Kriyashma, by Shar Mitzvah to be Kol Yotze. Anyway, that's not my point. If you look at the second Toises of Shar Mitzvah Yotze, the Imtoimar, Holy El Amad Shar Mitzvah Yofinim Kriyashma, Kigoin Truma, that's the Bracha by Truma, Megillah, Birchas HaMazon. According to Rabbi Yosef, that whole Gemara can be wiped out. There's no connection whatsoever between Krishna and the other things. And Echanami, Rabbi Yosef respectfully disagrees with what we just finished saying a moment ago. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef says, Machlek be Krishma. Bashar Mitzis, everybody agrees like Rabbi Yosef by Krishma. Everybody else would agree that by other mitzis, that you have to say it out loud, otherwise you're not yotze meisvei. Lo yivorech on the birchas hamazon beliboy v'mbeirach yotze. Oh, it says beferish in the brisa that if you benched kriyishma and you were not mashmili oizen b'diavad you're yotze. So what are you telling me? Everybody agrees divya koy lo yotze. Ela pug faket el yitmar hachi yitmar omer of yosem machloikis b'kriyishma d'chsev shema yisrael. There's the machloikis. How do you understand shema yisrael? You have to be hashmeli oznecha or becholoshin she'ata shemeya. Abashar mitzvahs, tibi hakol yotze. Everybody agrees. Avada b'diavad yoytze. Side by benching, side by megillah, side by brachos. Yoytze. Not a problem. Again, that's Rabbi Yosef that holds that the whole machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Blaz ben Azaria, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, all of that is strictly a Shema Yisrael dik din, and it's not a din b'chol ha'teira kula. Pray to more baksiv. How can you tell me Shar Mitzvah v'kol Yotze? We just finished saying Haskis Shema Yisrael. By divrei Torah, they got to say it out loud. But when you're making a bracha, when you're saying a tefillah, you're saying Krishma, you're benching Megillah, all of that, even if you say it to yourself, or even if you cannot hear it, because Chas V'Shalom, a person is a chesha medaber of any shemeya, yotze, even lechatchila. Talk to me about back to our Mishnah. Karav le'dikta b'Rabbi Yosi, machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. We paskin like both of them to be mekel. Meaning, we're not saying both halachas like Rabbi Yehuda or both halachas like Rabbi Yosi. Because remember, when we learned the Mishnah, we said that in fact there is a difference between the two. In the Reisha, we said that Rabbi Yehuda is the mekel by Kodesh Shemav Leishmili Oizen Yur Yotza. In the second halacha, it was Rabbi Yosi that was mekel. So we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda of the first machloikis and Rabbi Yosi of the second machloikis. And here's where Rashi said, I mentioned it earlier, Rashi's about parallel to our Gemara. He doesn't utter the words correctly. I know some of you are thinking that probably means b'chol levavcha or al levavchem. The Gemara is going to talk about that shortly on the bottom of the Omid, but that's not because of the halacha of Diktik Boisi Yaseah. That's a separate limud from Velimaritim Oisim Es Benechem. We'll see that in Yachim shortly.
Okay, now since we just mentioned Reb Tavi Omer Reb Yoshia, we mentioned another memra which is unrelated. The Omer Reb Tavi Omer Reb Yoshia Ma'idach Zif Sholish Heina Lo Sisbana Shoil Vaitzerocham, as well as an Eretz Lo Yisaveya Mimayim or something. I don't have the rest of the pasuk here with me, but the pasuk says in Mishlei there are three things in this world that are never satisfied: Shoil, Ganem. Ganem can have already 5 billion people since the beginning of the world in Gehenim, it still wants more. Oitzer Rocham means, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, a husband and wife, they are not satisfied with the number of biyos, they would like to have another biya. And finally, the Oritz is not satisfied with the amount of water that you water on it, the amount of rain. It always wants more water, so it should be more and more fertile and more moist. But the Gemara asks, "My inyan she'oil eitzer rocham." What's the comparison between she'oil gehenim and eitzer rocham, a husband living with his wife? So the Gemara, "Eloi melach ma rechem machnes moitzi." Just like rechem, the zera of the husband goes in, and then moitzi, ultimately a baby comes out 9 months later. Af she'oil machnes moitzi she'oil also, people come in and people come out later. And the Gemara is going to say that means that they come out b'shas tchias ameis. When a husband and wife live together, it's quiet. But when the baby is born, ho-ho, this is Lebedik, the baby starts crying and everybody says mazel tov. When chas v'sholom, a person passes away and he goes into she'oil, she'oil is not only Gehenim, it's also when he's buried. When people are crying, Nebuch on the Nifter, and it didn't might see me men because the Kaisel Chavader Vader, when the person will be resurrected, Bishas Tchias Amesim, it's on Koyle Koyles, the Gans Oilem, it's Freyen, it's on Simcha Vesosin. Mikanchi, with the Oimer made Tchias Amesim and the Torah of Ishtikal Raya from here, an allusion to the fact that this Tchias Amesim. Says Yimor Vaita, it says, Uchsavtum al Mezuz Beisecho Visherecha. They could have said, the Kosav. You read as if it's two words, which means ksiva tama. You write everything, even the tzava. What do you mean, even the tzava? That means even the tzivui. What does it say in Kriyishma? Uchsavtam al mezuzos. The previous words, the aforementioned words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you have to write all of that in your mezuzos. And by say, if you open up your mezuzah, in fact, you'll see it says Shema Yisrael. But notice it also says at the end, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha v'sherecha. Now, I might have thought that that's really an instruction manual. Rabbi say, write the Kriyishma on a cloth and put it in your mezuzah. But it doesn't go and say, don't write the Uchsavtam. Come on, don't be silly. Uchsavtam is instructing you, write those words. So you don't have to write the words that you're writing the words. That's instructions. That's why Uchsavtam, Ksivatam, even the instructions. Now, where do we have a similar type of situation? By the parsha of Soita. Amalach the Amalach Amani, Rabbi Yehudi, the Amar Gabi Soita, Olois Koisev, Tzvois, Eina Koisev. Lechoyra, the Tana of Rabbi Oishe, Kami Derava, that's similar to, or the same as Rabbi Yehuda, the Gabi Hilchois Soita. What's the Hilchois Soita? A Soita, as you know, means a woman that is suspected of Chas V'Sholem engaging in nefarious activities. Chas V'Sholem living with someone behind closed doors. But we don't know for sure. Because it could be that behind closed doors they were saying Tillim together. They were learning Tzenera Ena together. Today you have to be choishes and maybe they were learning Nishas together. They were learning Gemara. Whatever. They were doing it behind closed doors. So what do you have to do? The husband has to go and take her up to Yerushalayim and she has to go and drink from the Mayim HaMorim. What is the Mayim HaMorim? You have to go and write on a cloth the words Yitan Hashem Oysach Li Olav Veshvuv Seich Amech. That if Chas V'Sholem, if you sinned, you're going to be le'olov le'shvua, never cursed, that Chas V'Sholem, Rachmon Litzlan, that you didn't behave like a Jewish woman should behave, like any woman should behave. Okay, so now the question is, there are a whole bunch of other things in the Parsh of Soita. That's if you look in Parshas Nosoi, where you have the Parsh of Soita, it says, Vishbiya oisa koyin, viyomar koyin, yitan Hashem la'olav l'yishuva b'soich amech, agantz gesheft, the koyin has to be mashbiya her, and he tells her that if you did sin, if you didn't sin, etc., etc. Do you have to put those words as well in the parsha of Soita? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not necessary. Why? Because he darshens v'kosav esa olois ha'ele. Olois means the curses. Those you have to put in. But v'shbi'a ois ha'koyen, that you can go and leave out. That's in a sense like the tzivoy, like the instruction manual. So the choyre, it's the same, the tana. Again, Tani Rav Oishi Kamed Rava. Rav Oishi over here is not a Tana. Rav Oishi is a Talmud of Rava, and he's the one that is quoting a Brisa in front of Rava, where the Brisa says, "Uchsav tam hakol b'chsav afilu tzavois." It's Omalei, so Rava said to Rav Oishi, "Domo l'chomani, l'choyre, who's the Tana of this Brisa? Is Rav Yehudi, the Omegabi Soita, olois koisiv tzavois, ain't a koisiv, you only put in the olois, the curses, but you leave out the words, v'ishbiya ois ha-koyin, is that the Tana of the Brisa?" And there it says in the post, v'kosas olois ha-eila, avol hocha, Dichsiv uchsav tom ksivatama afil tzvoy islami. You're going to tell me that you have to put in the tzivoy and you write into the mezuzah like we do uchsav tama mezuzah b'secha b'sherecha. Freik t'imara, is that taka lepshat? Or to tamid Rabbi Yehuda mishum dichsiv v'kosav? Is it because here it says uksivatama because uchsav tom? And there it just says v'kosav v'sa'ola sa'ela. And therefore you're distinguishing. Here you put in the tzavoyz. There you don't put in the tzavoyz. But that's not true. Tamad Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Dechsev, always, always in Tzavoyis Loi. And from Rashi is Mashma, because of so always so Eile, these always and nothing else. If that's the case, you don't need Uchsavtam La'afuke from the Kosav, because the drush over there is not the Kosav. There's the always so Eile. And here you don't have that type of Loshin. So the Chayre doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you want, no. Itzrich, so kadaitachim in a nail of ksiva ksiva mehosa. Einachanam, even though it says, because it's olis ho eile, ho olis, olis vle shvuois, ho eile, dafka these words, and here it says, uchsavtam, I might have thought that we should go and learn ksiva ksiva, in other words, exeir shav. Mahosam, olis in tzvois loi, avachanami tzvois loi, that's what I might have thought. If we would just say the words vikosav alone, comes to tell you that we do throw in the tzavoyis after all. Don't learn it from the parsha of Soita, but rather go and write everything, even the tzivoy. And finally, Tani Rav Avadya Kamid Rava, it says in the pasuk, since you just darshened uchsavtam ksivatama, darshen now v'limadatam oisim esbenecham, v'limadatam is limud tama, shehei limudcha tam. What does that mean? That when you're saying Kriya Shema, say it tam betmimus, without swallowing any letters or without merging any words unintentionally. Shehei revach ben advekim, make a space between letters which are similar letters. Ani Rava Basrei, so Rava explained, what does that mean? Kigoin, we say al livavecha. Notice, al ends with a lamed, livavecha begins with a lamed. If you say it quickly, it sounds al livavecha, one word. Al levavchem, bechol levavcha, bechol levavchem, esev besodcha, bavadetem mehera, hakonaf psil, eschem meoret. So all of these cases, we end off with one letter, we begin with a new letter, which are the same letter, so people can merge the two words. Toises brings other examples. The last Toises here in the Amid, v'chora af Hashem. If you say it quickly, it sounds like v'choraf. Or the isam oisus, chartam oisa, if you say quickly, the whole S, or the chartam S, mitzvah Hashem, it all gets kind of swallowed up. So you gotta say each word clearly. Notice the Gemara doesn't tell this to the dikrik boisi oisea of before. So it sounds like this is a separate halacha, be mafrid bein hadvekin. Zokti mora vaita, omer b'chomer b'chanina, kalakari krishma b'dak boisi oisea, if you're careful, in the oisius, mitzan lo gehenim. Then you have a special bracha that they go and bring in, if you will, air conditioning into Gehenim. Shenem, it says in Pasuk, Beforeis shakai malachim bo tashleg bitzalmain. Now the Beforeis shakai malachim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu scatters the kings. That's the word Beforeis means, to go and scatter. However, the Gemara doesn't learn Beforeis, but rather Beforeish, to say meforash, like the shem ha-meforash, which means say it clearly. And therefore what the Gemara is saying, what the Pasuk is saying, beforeish shakai malachim, if you are going and saying the words beforeish,
mafoydash, the way you're supposed to, then ba tashrik b'tzalman, as a result of saying the Torah and the Kriya Shema so clearly, then tashrik b'tzalman, there will be sheleg. Sheleg means snow. B'tzalman, the word tzalman remains in the shadowy darkness. Here, however, the Gemara dashed al tikri b'foreish ele b'foreish b'foreish, that you're saying it b'foreish clearly. Al tikri b'tzalmoin ele b'tzalmovis. Tzalmovis is a reference to Gehenna. And therefore, like it says in Mizmor LeDavid, kam ke'elach b'geit tzalmovis. Tzalmovis means nebuch in the darkness of Gehenna. So here too, if a person will say the words clearly, Yekodesh Baruch Hu will, in a sense, cool off the Gehenim in that zchus. No, hopefully we never go to Gehenim, we only go to Gan Eden, but those Chas V'Shalom, those people that go to Gehenim, if they said Kriyishma clearly, it'll be a little bit cooler. Okay, have a wonderful day. Baruch Hu Batzlocha, as I mentioned.